You're listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks, your source for centered and focused play therapy coaching.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brenna Hicks, the Kid Counselor. This is the Play Therapy Podcast, where you get a masterclass in child-centered play therapy and practical support and application for your work with children and their families. In today's episode, I am answering a question from Ethan in Virginia. And he wrote in to ask about kids that take breaks for the summer. And I realize that for most of us, the summer is largely winding down and school has either already started or will be starting in the next week or two. But every single year, we're going to face this as CCPTs. So I think this is really helpful for us to dive into when kids take the summer off and what that looks like, what that means, how to handle it, some considerations to be mindful of. So let me read a little bit of his email and then we'll unpack it. I wanted to ask a question regarding parents requesting that a client takes a break of therapy for the summer. The reason for the requests usually come from scheduling purposes rather than clinical. So what it might look like is that they will first send an email canceling a few days out of the summer, and then another email just requesting for them to, quote, take a break from therapy for the summer because of camps, vacations, sports, etc., and then just to start up again in the fall when school starts. I'm curious to know what you think about this and how you respond to parents for these requests. All right, Ethan, thanks a lot. This is, I think, probably something that we deal with every single year, and this is just tricky to navigate. So I think this is actually a really helpful question. All right, first and foremost, we always have to have honest disclosure with parents in situations like this. And I think our propensity as therapists, social workers, counselors, whatever your educational background is to be accommodating and kind and loving and understanding and validate and, you know, all things therapeutic. But the reality is our one and only job in this role is to advocate for kids and their well-being. And as a general rule, taking 3 weeks or more off is not therapeutically helpful to kids. So look, you know, sometimes you can't help it. You take 2 weeks off because there's camp or there's vacation or someone gets really sick and then the whole family gets sick. So you miss 2 weeks. So almost any child, at least if they're past the first like 4 or so weeks of therapy, almost any child can miss 2 weeks and not really have that much of a setback. But as soon as you hit the third week missed, that means a child is going a month before they see you again. There is therapeutic fallout in that. There is often emotional and behavioral fallout from that. So often when parents present this or pose the scenario of taking a break for the summer, the very first thing that I say is, okay, so I understand why you're letting me know that that is what you would like to do. I just want to share some thoughts just so that you're aware of what can potentially happen here. And then you have very transparent and honest disclosure about the fact that it may have some fallout because kids get used to weekly support. They get used to a weekly outlet. They get used to the weekly relationship that they have with you. They get used to the predictability and the consistency of, I always have a place where I can go to process things and feel better and work through what I need to work through. And again, a 2 week break, not too bad to handle. By the time you take a 3 week break or more, it can actually be really difficult for kids to navigate. It's basically ripping a relationship away from them, ripping an outlet and the environment away from them that allows them to deal with the stuff that they've been dealing with. So I'm usually very upfront and I just kind of pose the scenario. I respect, you know, that your schedule is going to be busy, that it's going to be hectic over the summer, that you guys are traveling a lot, et cetera, et cetera. I just want to let you know these are the potential outcomes when you take that long of a break. So it's just a very transparent discussion. All right. Now, when kids take that long of a break, there are three options for when they are done with their break. In other words, let's say summer's over and now it's ready to go back to school. So arguably the break that they, you know, didn't come to therapy is now coming to an end. Okay, three options. The first, kids come back they pick right back up where they left off, and it was almost like you never even had a break. In other words, they thematically go right back to where they were. You can see the repetitive nature of their play of what they were doing before emerge in the current session. And you can just tell that they kind of hit the pause button. Like, okay, I know where I was in my work. I know what I was doing. I know what I still need to work on. So we took this break and now I'm ready to get going. And it actually kind of re-energizes them a little bit. I would say that's probably not the norm, but that is common. So that's one potential outcome. Second potential outcome is they need some time to kind of rebuild momentum and recalibrate to kind of start over. So not that everything that they gained before was lost, but some kids can't jump right back in. It's almost like they kind of have to get back in a groove. So I kind of have to reestablish the relationship. I kind of feel the need to be a little more cautious and kind of get my feet wet a little bit before I dive in. I'm a little bit more hesitant, maybe a little bit more guarded, maybe. It corrects itself quickly, but there is usually a 1, 2, or 3 week window where they're kind of restarting and kind of onboarding themselves back onto the road again. And then the third option is they actually don't come back. So they tell you that they're going to take, quote, the summer off, but then school starts up and you reach out and they ignore you. And then you try to get them on the schedule again and they don't respond. And they say, or if they do respond, they're like, oh my gosh, it's back to school. It's so hectic. We're going to have to give it a few weeks. And it's a blow off after a blow off. And then here's why that's really unfortunate and dangerous, because then the child never got closure. There was no termination. There was no countdown. There was no closure. There was no healthy goodbye worked into that. And that is almost worst case scenario for a CCPT relationship to end like that. So I typically also walk through those scenarios with parents when they pose something like this. Okay, so I just want to let you know, if this happens and we do take this break, there are going to be three potential scenarios that unfold when summer is over. And I basically tell them how important it is that if you take a summer break, you cannot just fall off the face of the earth and never bring your kid back to me again. You know, there are some imperatives that we try to be pretty permissive and, you know, adherent to CCPT where we don't try to govern things. But in this scenario, there's kind of a very hard line drawn in the sand that says, if you choose to take this summer break, you choose to commit to bring your child back to me when school starts because I have to have proper closure. And if you can get their commitment, then you know that one of the first two scenarios will happen. The child just dives right back in, or it takes a little while to kind of build up some momentum again. Okay. And here's typically what I suggest. If a parent is like, yes, we still, after this discussion, we still want to take the summer off, or we still want to try to take a break, I try my best to convince a parent to just do reduced frequency over the summer. In other words, we don't take the whole 2.5 months off. So if they say, hey, we just really can't come weekly, it's just too hectic, we're going to be out of town, we're going to be out of the country, we're going to be at camps, we're going to be traveling, we're going to be having friends and family come visit, whatever, whatever. In Florida, it's always we go to the beach condo, right? So everyone's always at the beach. Here's what I typically say. Okay, I understand it's not going to be feasible for you to be here every week, but I really don't feel good therapeutically about taking the whole summer off. Can you agree to once every 2 weeks, or at the bare minimum, at least once a month for the rest of the summer? So we have a little bit of consistency. We can preserve momentum and relationship. And then we're not kind of starting with, you know, brand new, let's start this whole thing over again come September. So you can usually convince parents that they will come less frequently. I've had a lot of success with kids coming once a month over the summer. And that's at least predictable. It's stable. Children will know you're going to get to see Miss Brenna once a month. So it's not unknown. It's not unclear. Like, you're going to go once a month over the summer. And then when school starts back up, you're going to be able to go back on your normal schedule. And then my final thought, speaking about when school starts back up, this is another thing that I typically share with parents because they trust us to give clinical and professional opinion when they pose scenarios. So when they say, hey, I really think that we're going to take the summer off, they are essentially saying, what are your thoughts? And they trust you. And so it's our job to give them honest appraisal of the situation. And what I typically say is, I would like to go monthly instead of taking the whole summer off. And I do not think you should wait until school starts before you get the child back in, because the transition back to school can actually be very stressful and emotional and overwhelming. So I think it would actually be much more beneficial for your child to come back before school starts, so that we have the stability, the outlet, the relationship, the therapeutic component of their world back in swing before they go back to school. In other words, if a child goes back to school for 2 weeks and then comes to see you, they did not have the therapeutic support while making that transition. And the transition back to school is tricky for a lot of kids to navigate. So a child that is used to the therapeutic weekly appointments, it would be far better for them to have that in place before school goes back, so that if there are any issues or hiccups, they know that they're going to be coming to see you during that time and they can work through things in the playroom with you. So that's one final thought that I typically share with parents as well. So Ethan, thanks so much for the question. I hope that you found that helpful. And obviously, as summer is closing, file this away for next May or so, when people are going to start asking you to take the summer off. You'll have some intentional responses. Actually, you should have a script worked up. For those of you that are not in my coaching program, we talk about scripts ad nauseum. And you should have a script so that you have already crafted exactly what you're going to say, and then you use it over and over and over again, so you only have to do the work once. So go ahead and make all of this into a script and file it away for yourself, so that come next May, you just pull out your script and you know exactly what you're going to say to parents when they pose this scenario. There's a little pro tip from the coaching. All right, y'all. If you want to reach out to me, please do. Brenna@thekidcounselor.com. You can leave me a voicemail with a question at 813-812-5525. And I hope you have a lovely week. We'll talk again soon. Love y'all so much. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks. For more episodes and resources, please go to www.playtherapypodcast.com.